Александр Петров.
Это ваши настоящие имена.
The now infamous Salisbury Cathedral interview on the Russian TV network RT with two men who call themselves Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Bashirov, suspects in the botched attempt to kill the Skripals with the nerve agent Novichok. Nervous, shifty, uncomfortable and unconvincing, Petrov and Bashirov claim their flying visit to Salisbury in March of this year was to see the city's world-famous cathedral with its 123-meter spire. There's no convincing explanation of why they made two trips to Salisbury on consecutive days, why they were caught on CCTV footage heading in the opposite direction towards Sergei Skripal's house, why they abruptly left the UK hours after he was poisoned. The British open-source investigators Bellingcat have established that Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Bashirov are aliases for Dr. Alexander Mishkin and Colonel Anatoly Chepiga, active officers in Russia's main military intelligence directorate, the GU, more commonly known by its old acronym, the GRU. Bellingcat and others have released a swathe of fascinating details about the pair, whose careers as undercover officers are surely behind them. But Czech radio has now produced some equally stunning revelations. The station's veteran investigative reporter Yannick Kropa says Alexandra Petrov and Ruslan Bashirov made several visits to Prague, the latest in October 2014, several days before Sergei Skripal arrived in the city, allegedly on a secret mission to brief Czech intelligence about Russian spying activity. Yannick Kropa says the timing of their visit is troubling.
These two guys came to Prague few days before Skripal. So they were not tailing him in terms of like following him, but they must have had very good information about him. They probably were very close to him. They probably had their own sources telling them what Skripal will be doing or what he is doing. They thought that he is a threat. And then this team that was so close to Skripal, they could have killed him here. Easy. But they didn't. They decided to kill him at that time because obviously Skripal was doing something that at that point was danger to the Russian. Not in 2014, not in 2015, 16, 17. It was the beginning of the year 2018 that something happened.
Yannick Kropa says his information comes not just from confidential intelligence sources, but also mandatory records that hotels must now provide to the police. There is no doubt in his mind, he says, that the man calling himself Alexander Petrov stayed in the city of Ostrava from October the 13th to October the 16th, 2014, before travelling on to Prague, while Ruslan Bashirov arrived in the Czech capital on October the 11th. Yannick says it's entirely feasible that, like other European trips made on the passports, the Czech visits were simply undertaken to establish credibility for the two false identities, common practice for any intelligence service. But he knows with no doubt that Sergei Skripal was here at the same time, allegedly briefing Czech counterintelligence on Russian spying in the country. So what was he telling them? Well, that we'll probably never know. Jan Padjorek, former deputy chief of the Czech Republic's Foreign Intelligence Service, told Czech television he had no idea and wouldn't like to speculate. But he said he's more concerned with the method used to try and assassinate Skripal.
I think we should remember a similar case, a parallel maybe, the perfect murder of Alexander Litvinenko in 2005. Back then, it was polonium rather than a military-grade material, but it was a similar method used to remove a person who'd become inconvenient to the Russian Federation. I'm convinced that the material used in Salisbury contains a coded message, a signature in its DNA, if you like. Novichok is a material from the Soviet Union. It was developed there. And I think this is a message to others who might be tempted to follow in Mr. Skripal's footsteps. The message is, think carefully. It may not be worth it.
There is evidence to speak against these allegations, not so much the true identities of Petrov and Bashirov. The British authorities have made it clear they do not dispute Bellingcat's findings. But some security experts are uneasy with the theory that Skripal was targeted because he was an active threat to the Russian Federation. Surely he would have had little relevant information more than a decade after being thrown out of the GRU. But some, like Yannick Kroper, are convinced he was marked for assassination for a very good reason. In the secretive world of intelligence gathering, we may never know what it was. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.